Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. We're actually about 30 seconds early. And that's perfect. Before we're officially starting the show, I need to direct something to each and every person involved with today's radio program. Miss Rhea Hughes.
Yes.
Mr. Keith Jones.
Hello.
Mr. Joe Wechter, our producer. Yes, and most definitely Al Morganti.
Yep.
Wow. Listen to me, people. Attack! I want every one of you to attack not every segment, every minute of every segment. I want you in attack mode for the next 4 hours. Do you hear me, Rhea? Do you hear me, Jonesy?
I just attacked the bathroom. I'm ready.
Jonesy, don't do that. Jonesy, don't do that.
It was dynamite.
I imagine. That is not where I'm taking this thing.
Certainly, ladies and
gentlemen, we have a lot to cover today. Let me just start with what kind of a day today is. This is epic in American sports, Philadelphia. All right? Here's what you got today. Eagles back at training camp. We're still trying to recover from the first day and some really wild stuff from the new coach, Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. I will get to that in a second. Attack mode. And then we've got Ben Simmons. Is this the final day of his tenure? John Johnson, who was on a half an hour ago, will be a guest on our show at 6:30, Al. He has the most tantalizing scenario on what might play out as early as tonight at the NBA draft. Do you want the most delicious? It may not happen, but it's fun to think about.
Of course.
Wait till you hear him roll that out and talk Phillies, because the trade deadline for the Phillies is tomorrow. Jonesy, let's play till.
Let's do it.
Two games today because they couldn't play yesterday because there's 12.
Do you know the weather today is atrocious, scheduled to severe thunderstorms?
Well, you know, the chances are that they're even going to have enough players.
True, too.
Since the Phillies only have 50% of their players vaccinated,
this could be.
At no point should they cross paths with the Nationals.
They already did.
Have 12 positive COVID cases.
Yes, some of those guys went home, yeah.
That's not good, but we'll follow all that drama. And needless to say, Al, we've got lots of great football. I'm even doing Chuck Fletcher today.
Chuck?
Because I'm going to tell you something now.
What is it?
The GM of the Flyers is showing the other people how to do it. You know what it's called? It's called attack mode. It's called go and get it.
They've been busy,
go
man.
Get it.
They have been busy.
All right, let me set the scene. So, Eagles start training camp, and Nick Sirianni is holding court with Howie Roseman. They're both at the desk, and they're taking questions. I don't think they've done that in a long time because of the pandemic going on, right? And here's the thing. I've been doing this I've been covering sports for over 40 years.
Yes.
And I'm going to make a statement right now that I'm positive is true. I have never observed somebody in sports who loved the sport more than Nick Sirianni loves football.
Yes.
No.
Boom.
This is next level stuff here. Al, when he's talking about it, look at him. He's
Gruden-esque.
He had his little boy there. His wife was there. That little boy got involved at some point. It was, Al, it was next level.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start with my favorite moment, because it's all of you listen to this. You especially, Al.
All right, then.
Because I've noticed, especially the last few years.
What is it?
You're not in attack mode that often.
Mm.
You're not. Jonesy often is, but it's coming out the other end.
Very much.
Rhea's always in attack mode. Sometimes she's in even more attack mode during the breaks when she's screaming at people. But so here's Sirianni.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how he's approaching his first year as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Just listen to this.
My message to the team is very clear. We attack every day. It's a climb, and we're attacking every day. And not only, and we like to even break it down further than that. We're not only attacking every day, we're attacking the little parts of that day, right? So the players right now are attacking rest. And the coaches, when we're done here, I'm going to go up with the offensive staff, and we're going to watch the tape, and we're going to attack the crap out of that, out of the film. And then we're going to attack the meeting room. Right, and then we're going to attack the walkthrough, and then we're going to attack the meeting room again. And it's just, it really is just a climb, and just trying to get a little bit better each day.
All right. So here, I'm going over these cuts with Joe Wechter, and I go, Joe, how do you attack rest?
I'd like to learn that.
Joe did it.
You don't count sheep.
Joe did it. It's snoring, but with a snarl, like.
Like a roaring tiger.
He's attacking rest. Al.
Yeah.
This is, I got to bring it out, and I'm not saying it. I like it.
Yeah.
But I got a bunch of emails, people saying, oh, no, Gabe Kaplan,
no,
too.
No, there's a difference, and I thought about
there
that. There is a difference. Nick Sirianni strikes me as genuine. Like, this is who he is.
Right.
Gabe Kapler was scripted to the nth degree. That's the difference.
He's not scripted.
No.
He is just in love with football.
Ball.
Again, Josie, let this sink in. Yep. Go ahead, Joe.
The players right now are attacking rest.
Jonesy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jonesy.
Yeah.
You heard coaches talk.
I have.
Were there any eye rolls?
A lot of eye rolls.
There were eye rolls?
Yes. I would be rolling my eyes.
You would.
As soon as he left the room, I would look at everybody and go, all right.
So if there's a Jonesy in the Eagles locker room, somebody was throwing, he was sticking the needle
it's the
right
first,
after
you know, it's, he's just getting started, so right. I think all the players are going to give him the benefit
attack
of the
crap out of that.
Right. Now, by the way, I did talk to Jonesy about them attacking the crap out of the video room. Jonesy,
yes.
Could you explain what that means?
They're looking at last year's tapes. Of how they played, because they played like crap.
Yes, they did.
Attack the crap out of that.
Let me say, that could have taken several hours.
It'll be a while.
There's a lot of bad.
They might not get to the attacking anything else. That
was a bad season last year. If they're attacking all that, they got a full, that's a full table.
Flush it.
All right, let me get, though, to some of the other stuff going on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're familiar at all with my work, there are a few things in my life. I am not as gung-ho about any sport as Nick Sirianni. I adore a quarterback controversy.
Okay.
It may be my favorite thing when we're at the show.
Yeah, right.
And I heard John Johnson, and I'm not buying it. This is not what's going on with the Eagles right now is not a quarterback controversy.
Mm-hmm.
It is the new coach not wanting to declare that Jalen Hurts is the starter, even though everyone knows he is.
Yeah.
And I fully understand what he's doing. It makes sense to me. But a lot of people, social media say, this guy already bad start. He couldn't name Hurts the starter. First of all, Hurts doesn't care. All right?
Yeah.
Hurts understands. He saw what happened in Alabama. He knows what happened here last year. Hurts understands you're only the starter until you blow it.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
So it's not like some, oh, my God, what a great honor. It doesn't make you any better if you say he's the starter now, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So anyway, Nick yesterday, Al, he talked around it and around it, but he never would name Jalen Hurts his starter.
Well, right now, you know, that right now we're Jalen's in with the ones and he's working with the ones and he's earned that because he's worked his butt off and he – and. You know, we're hoping that he takes the reins and rolls with it and continues to just get good reps with the ones.
I am convinced watching them side by side that Sirianni is going to drive Howie Roseman crazy.
Yes.
Because he is so intense about stuff that the first time Howie's on a different page, there's going to be headbutting, Rhea. Rhea, there's going to be serious headbutting.
Why was Howie sitting next to him yesterday?
Because
he chose to, didn't he?
Well, you saw what happened at the Zoom conference when they first rolled out Nick. Yeah. But Nick's a lot better now than he was that.
Well, then he's standing in a room by himself. When you're a room with people, I think that's a little different.
He's smoother there. All right, anyway, but Howie went a lot further with Jalen Hurts than Nick did. And here's what he said. The GM of the team said this about his starting quarterback.
Well, obviously, when we did a lot of work on Jalen coming out, we drafted him in the second round. And then you look at what he's done. We talk a lot of times about the jump from year one to year two. And this guy has done everything possible to put himself into a successful position with his work ethic, with his studying habits, with his leadership. And so I think for us, like Coach said, we're looking for him to grab the reins and go and follow him as it goes. Now, that all comes out here as we start practice and as we start the preseason and training camp.
All right. I need Ava in here for a second. We're going to give – we have a gift list today, second to none. And I want to roll it out now because I would like to get some calls in here right away. Ava, could you tell us what the contest is as you selected it this morning? This was her idea.
All right.
And she is the actual – no, Rhea is the judge because of the nature of the contest.
Okay. Yes.
What's the nature of the contest, Ava?
Because of those beautiful golden locks I saw yesterday on Zach Ertz, today is Famous Blondes.
Wow. He went full blonde.
He went full blonde. It's not a good look. I just like to say that.
He went full blonde. It was not a good look. Rhea's right about that. But needless to say, the judge is the one blonde we employ at this station.
Thank you.
Miss Rhea Hughes.
All right.
And Rhea, anyone who is blonde and famous is in play.
Got it.
You have a choice. Number one prize. I don't even know which one I would pick. Devontae Smith. Eagles jersey.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Or pair of tickets, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oof.
Nobody does this tour at the Wells Fargo Center.
He attacks it.
But, now, I'll say this. Probably monetarily, the Sebastian Maniscalco tickets are more valuable. If you secondary market, you probably get $1,000 more.
You can buy a lot of jerseys.
Yeah.
Right? Third prize, Visa gift card. Fourth prize, tickets to see the first Eagles live practice, public practice, on August, that's the second one. August 22nd, 7 p.m. $10 proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Go to the Eagles website for those. Here's what I'm looking for. Famous blondes. Any blonde. You don't know what Rhea's going to say. And listen, it doesn't have to be a human being. It could be a pet. It could be a guy. Ella could be a guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a blonde. That's a woman, blonde, who is deciding. And one other thing you should know, so there's no controversy later.
Right.
Rhea is a natural blonde. That is blonde.
Blonde.
Not a peroxide. That is not.
It is now. The older you get, the darker it gets. But
just go along. Go along with this.
You are really blonde, though, Rhea. I saw pictures of you as a kid.
Yeah. That woman there, Josie, that's not a bottle blonde.
Correct.
That's a real blonde.
Yes.
So get on now and
claim a blonde
yeah. early.
Hey, Inch, would you maybe want to take Rhea's four and drop them in a hat? The prizes are difficult.
Okay, yes, I do.
Okay.
Rhea, all you got to do is pick the top four and we'll pick them.
Okay.
Because you're right. How do you go wrong with that? Those are four. Oh, my God, those are great prizes. All right, let me get to that. There's one other thing I want to do before I go to the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I've made it fairly clear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first, I should do this, though. Nick Sirianni got into analyzing what he looks for in a quarterback.
Right.
And how he's analyzing Jalen Hurts right now. And would you like to hear more really interesting conversation from our new coach?
Yeah.
Here's Nick on the feet.
What we do with a quarterback is work of their feet. How do their feet correlate with the play? Right. This is the drop with the play. The drop will tell you when the ball should be out as you read the defense. So we're as far as fundamentals with his feet, we're obsessed with it, and that's what we're doing. But that again comes into, you know, the reps on the field. He's got to get his feet in sync with each play, and that's what we're working on, being on the field and in the meeting room and individually.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that while that was playing, Al Morgani was shaking his head.
Oh, he had a bad look in his face.
Al, you're concerned.
I'm fine. If the guys in their locker room go along with it, it's fine. Energy will sell.
As long as the team leaders
don't
go
think
along.
They will. You don't think
don't
they will.
I don't know.
He's
funny.
Obsessed with defeat.
Well, I mean, he's talking to he's talking to people that he thinks are a grade below. Like, he's teaching football. That's what he does. He teaches football.
No, he loves teaching football.
He's excited to explain to you everything. Right. Everything that goes into how.
Sometimes when you're first starting, you have to go above and beyond to get your message across because a lot of people don't trust that.
Right.
You know
so,
what you're
talking your new
about.
Coach is coming in.
If he's listening, Big Rube, I need you to call in today because my information
Rex
is
Ryan's interested now.
Rex Ryan and Big Rube, Al, they're very obsessed with feet.
They love the toes.
I think they're called feet fetishists, but we'll find out
because toe curls.
Nick is really watching the feet. And then we get to this last thing. And this last thing here, ladies, this to me tells me a lot. It really tells me a lot. Mm-hmm. It really is going to tie in with my first question of that. So you got two quarterbacks. They were both here last year. You had the starter last year was Carson Wentz. He's in Indy now. And you got the starter here now, Jalen Hurts, even though they haven't announced it. All right? Hurts is asked yesterday a really simple question, a question every athlete should be asked right now in this post-pandemic world. He was asked if he got the shot. Here's the question and the answer to Jalen Hurts.
Howie said earlier that the team is at least on their way to being 90% vaccinated. Are you among them?
I have the vaccine.
Said it. I had it.
Yeah,
the vaccine.
Good.
Carson Wentz in Indy was asked the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not happy he's gone, maybe this will make you happy he's gone.
Everybody's in this together, one way or the other, and we all got to do our part to keep everyone safe.
Carson, are you in a sharing mood? Are you vaccinated?
That's a personal decision.
Okay. Everybody's together.
Yeah, everybody's together, and it's a personal decision.
It's good
leadership. They've got a whole bunch of people right now that are shut down by COVID, including their head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find most interesting about it is that, as usual, he's starting with a line of bull.
And he remains passive-aggressive.
Jalen Hurts gave you a direct answer. I've had the vaccine. That's it. He held off for a second, like, am I supposed to be announcing this? And then he just said, yes, I have.
He probably wondered, am I offending
now,
someone?
I will explore later how the Eagles are approaching 90% while the Phillies are at 50%. Because you got drama unfolding right across the street at Citizens Bank Park because it appears the Nationals may not be able to field the team for a doubleheader today because these players are still not getting it.
It's crazy.
All right? And if you said you can't keep bringing this up, it keeps coming up. You didn't have a Phillies game last night because the Nationals didn't have enough players because they're still getting the damn COVID. Why do you think that is, Jonesy?
Well, the problem is the Phillies. The Nationals are 85% vaccinated, and it's the Phillies who don't have vaccinated players. So if they play them and somebody's there with its hazard,
it's going to go through like
the more news of stuff like this that happens. Yep. The more that the vaccinations are going to increase.
Oh, yeah, because the players don't want to blow a playoff spot.
They're starting
spot.
To go back up now because everything's happening.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I asked for this a moment ago, and I got exactly what I asked for.
Yep.
Obsessed with feet. Here with us is Big Rube.
Ah.
Hi, Big Rube.
Hi.
Big Rube, what did you think of Nick Sirianni saying he's obsessed with Jalen Hurts' feet?
Well, that's more or less a man, he wanted to see if he got, like Herschel Walker type feet, that ballet stuff.
All right, so that is, but you also enjoy a foot. Is that correct?
I like a well-heeled lady. I'm like Eddie Murphy in Boomerang. Remember, he was like, she had hammer toes. You couldn't go no further.
All right, hold on. So you are anti-hammer toe. Are you anti-bunion?
Oh, please believe it. I like a well-pedicured foot, with some stucky stockings covering it,
All right, hold on a minute. Hold on, Rube. You encounter a recently divorced Beyonce Knowles, all right? You know how hot she is. And you look down, and on her right foot, she has a large carbuncle. Is that a deal breaker?
I'd be like X to the next.
Oh, you would get rid of Beyonce based simply on an imperfection on her foot.
Please believe it.
That is.
Like, you got to keep a pair of Louboutins on when you're around me.
All right, a Louboutin. Rhea, do you have any of those fancy shoes?
Louboutin? They're like $2,000.
Al has a pair.
Wait a minute. Hold. A couple of thousand dollars for a shoe?
Yes.
Yeah, for both shoes.
Ruby, is she lying?
Yeah, they are. They start around like 800, like on the low end.
Do you know, I believe in my adult life, I have not spent $2,000 on footwear?
Yes.
You need to try it. It won't work.
All right, Rube, what do you think? Just help us out. I know you're a Steeler fan, but the coach is attacking rest. He's doing a lot of unorthodox, exciting stuff. What do you think? Are you nervous that he's coming across a little bit like Gabe Kapler?
Yeah. I'm, you know, all this new wave, I got to rest, the mental health and all that. Like, look. He's a modern-day warrior. It's like, let's treat him as such. Get him out there. Hit the bag. Do what you got to do because that's what's been going on. We can't rewrite, you know, a new book now because of whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Get to it, and the result's going to come.
All right. I hope you're right. One last thing. In 1 hour, we will have on our show former Steeler, now Eagle, Steven Nelson. All right.
I like when I heard y'all got him, I'm like, damn.
What do you think? Is he good?
Hey, I like him. He learned a lot from Minka Fitzpatrick out there and Joe Hayton. So he's going to be good for y'all.
Ah, that sounds good. Rube, a nice chicken at 6:20 in the morning would go down well. Where could I get some chicken?
Well, at 5 p.m., you know, I open up at Pitcher's Bar, 4326 Main Street in Manayunk, so... Come holler at me tonight, you know, from tonight to Sunday. I'll be there for Les Grubb.
And if you greet Rube today, point out to him that he has in common with Nick Sirianni an obsession with feet.
We're obsessed with feet.
Thank you. Rube, be well, my brother. Holler. He was up at 6:20.
That's great.
Cooking. He's got to get that stuff cooking.
He's attacking the cooking today. Huh? He's attacking.
Attack on the kitchen.
Jonesy, isn't that what he's
doing?
That's
what he's doing.
Isn't he doing that?
He's taking the city by storm.
Now, let me tell you something. After a couple hours of cooking, Rhea can tell you she cooks. You get tired. Then you have a rest. Attack the rest. You've got to attack the rest as well.
And then attack the food that you
cook. I'm going to tell you the truth, Al. Joe Wechter just gave you a signal. At some point, I'm going to keel over. It's going to be over. Huh? You know what I plan to do?
Attack
what?
Death.
Thank you. 215.
Death wins.
Yeah, but you know what, Al?
What?
There'll be a tiny little smile on my face.
Why?
And because I'm attacking death.
Oh, you avoid
and you'll
some
know
bills?
That ultimately, I beat the Grim Reaper.
How the hell did you?
215.
Tiny little smile?
just a crack right here.
Beautiful.
215. 215-592-9494. Lots of your phone calls. What when we come back out, the Darth Vader of American sports, John Johnson, on the juiciest possible scenario for trading Ben Simmons. Could happen tonight at the NBA draft. Wait till you hear this. WIP Sports Type 622.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.